How are the mighty fallen? Eddie Obeid, for years behind the scenes the most powerful person in New South Wales politics, today had to listen as the state's Corruption Commission notched up three more findings of corruption against him. And his longtime wingman, Joe Tripodi, took a hit at the ICAC as well. This afternoon, the Labour Party expelled Tripodi. He became the third former Labour minister to be ousted from the party in the past year. But 10 months on from the first findings of corruption against Obeid and his associates, there are now serious questions being asked about why no charges have been laid. Deborah Cornwell with this report.
After almost 3 years of back-to-back inquiries into Eddie Obeid and his political hatchet men, there was a touch of the Groundhog Day about these latest findings from the New South Wales Corruption Watchdog. Obeid, yet again, shrieking over the injustice of it all.
You see the way ICAC runs its show? It's all media spectacles. It's all Hollywood style. It's all about getting grabbing media headlines. I'm a believer in anti-corruption bodies, but they've got to run it seriously and not defame people and not grill people when they don't have any real evidence.
Handing down its latest three reports, the ICAC today found Eddie Obeid had used his position to stand over cabinet ministers and senior bureaucrats, reaping millions of dollars in corrupt benefits for his family and business associates. The commission detailed one case in which Obeid had lobbied the Labor cabinet to renew a sweetheart deal for his highly lucrative family cafe business on Sydney Circular Quay. But the commission found at least one minister, Obeid's factional wingman, Joe Tripodi, had pushed the deal through Cabinet, well aware it would be a multi-million dollar windfall for the Obeid family. Opposition leader John Robertson today condemned Joe Tripodi's actions, banishing him for life from the Labor Party.
I've been appalled and disgusted by what we've seen playing out at ICAC. I've said from the start I'm going to apply a zero-tolerance approach to anyone who's found to act corruptly. That's exactly what I've done with these individuals.
But Eddie Obeid remains adamant he's the victim of a terrible conspiracy.
I've had a political witch hunt against myself and my family for the last 3 years. This is the eighth inquiry. As far as I'm concerned, unless the DPP take up any one of these inquiries, if ever it'll turn up in a court of law, I will then take it seriously. As far as we're concerned, we have done nothing wrong and we will defend it vigorously in any court of law.
The Australian chairman of Transparency International, Roger Giles QC, says Obeid does have a point. It's 10 months now since the ICAC found Eddie Obeid and others corrupt and there's been no charges laid. Does that perturb you?
It does perturb me, and I think it's the cause of a lot of public disquiet at the moment because there's no obvious reason for it. I don't think there's any legal difficulty in terms of having the appropriate offences. I mean, this is a well-worn field of law. It's not as if corruption suddenly emerged in New South Wales in 2014.
Are there any risks for the long-term effectiveness of the ICAC if these multiple findings of corruption aren't taken up, aren't pursued in the courts?
Yes, I think that there's a very serious risk. ICAC will become discredited, and this is an endemic, systemic problem which has existed for years. What needs to be tested is not the particular cases, but where is the system going wrong? Why are these cases not being pursued? There's a serious disconnect which has never been explained, and it really brings the whole ICAC system into disrepute.
This presumably would embolden people that are found to be corrupt, like we've seen today with Eddie Obeid. Once again, he says this is merely a witch hunt, that he's being denied proper justice. He is taunting the system to a degree.
Well, I suppose in one sense he's the canary in the mine. He's drawing attention to the problem which needs to be addressed. He is taunting the authorities, as you say.
It's 5 years since former Labor Premier Nathan Rees was ousted from the leadership by Eddie Obeid and Joe Tripodi. But if he felt any grim pleasure from today's findings, he wasn't telling.
No, I don't feel vindicated. I just feel distressed. The scale of Mr. Obeid's mixed business on steroids is just extraordinary. We can never again allow a small cabal of individuals to control a parliamentary party.
Deborah Cornwell prepared that report.